Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20 inch blade. $20 on my first record deal. So I stop putting up the motherfucker. Yeah, really, really don't give a fuck. I ain't drinking on no beer. When I sip, when I ride, suck it for life, baby. It's outside. We on a mission, expedition navigators. That's how we be riding. Alligator suitcases, put it in your faces. And that's for real. Shining harder than the grill. It's the play of the wheel. Down with the too low, youngster be a dub. So the word, I'm down with more thugs. More thugs in the phone. You know what's going down. Represents that ain't song. I touch around my
song. Wanna be a baller.
Steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be a boss that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.
I got my boy Richie rolling up in here with me today. What's going on, Mr. Richie?
Man, I'm good, I'm good. You know, I'm over here trying to stay COVID free.
You been doing good with the COVID, this pandemic going on?
I'm solid though, you know what I mean? I still been checking my precautions, but we still putting out that good music and content. So, you know, we really ain't letting it slow up what we're doing. I'm just not moving around like that too much, you feel me?
That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you, tell my listeners a little bit about Richie, what inspired you to get into music, what was your music influence? Just tell me everything about him.
Man, you know, like I said, the name's Richie Evans, you know what I'm saying? Just to give you a quick little background on your boy. A few years back, I got introduced to the industry by an artist named The Game.
Okay.
Out there on the West Coast, you know, signed to him for a while, was able to tour, you know what I'm saying? You know, go around the world, Double XL, Source Magazine, did a lot of extra things. He really kind of helped me create my sound, you know what I mean? Really was kind of like that whole Big Brother situation.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, he really helped me find my ear, you know, and how can I say it? Really helped me create good bodies of work.
Okay.
And so time goes by, you know what I mean? Of course, everybody knows that him and 50 Cent kind of had their own thing going on, and it kind of started affecting the business. But a few artists that were signed to him was still getting looks from other labels and stuff like that. So I was one of the three. I asked him for my release, you know what I mean? He let me go. For that next year, I just, you know, locked myself into the studio.
Okay.
I mean, I was making new music. I reached out to a lot of the producers and artists that I met, you know, through that whole time and process of working with The Game on his projects and things like that. So I was eventually able to use some of those resources to kind of build up my shit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So as time goes by, you know what I mean, created some great music. I felt that I created some leverage for myself, went back in there, took me a few meetings. I was able to get my independent company a situation with Universal Ingroove. We just dropped a new record called Overdose on Arrogance. Probably.
Yes. I like that, too. I like that jam.
I appreciate it. We just dropped a record a week ago with me and Mano called The Purge, basically just speaking about the COVID, you know, 19 situation and everything that we got going on. And my official project drops in July.
Okay.
Your favorite. And that features, my first single features Rick Ross called Can't Knock the Hustle. So,
shut up. You are on the map, baby. You are busy.
I'm trying to get it.
Okay, well, let me, so just don't forget about the little people, and if you need a bag of, here I am.
I got you.
Well, let me ask you, any reality shows in the work, you think?
Truthfully speaking, you know, it's so funny because my man was just asking me about that the other day. I guess they was trying to add some more people to the whole Love and Hip Hop cast.
Mm-hmm.
In LA. And I gotta be honest with you, you know, there's something that's just not for me.
Why?
And, you know, truthfully, I'm just too cool for that type of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the one to be sitting here getting mixed up, throwing bottles and alcohol in the club. Listen, I'm the cool nigga in the back drinking, getting to the money. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for all the rest of it. And plus, man, I feel like the way that my brand is going right now, like I said, we got that record with Rick Ross dropping in July.
Okay.
I think once we get to that particular level, I think that some other opportunities as far as maybe some movies, some other things in other things that'll be more.
You're going straight to the big stuff.
Facts. That's what I'm talking about. I love to hear you say that. Facts. I listen to a couple of your interviews, and I love to hear you say that.
Anything you is right, you say facts. I'm like, I'm right. I'm about to steal that from you.
More than one.
So let me ask you this. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
You know, for me, you know, I got inspired by a lot of... The person who got me to start rapping, I mean, I was a kid, my uncle used to live with us when I was a kid, so I, you know, he was kind of like my big brother.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I used to go in there and steal his tapes. You know, he had the Ice Cube tapes, you know what I'm saying? He had the NWA tapes, you know what I mean? He had the LL Cool J tape with the gold rope.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I initially started out stealing his tapes and really, you know, got influenced by them early on. But like I said, they were so much more older than me. I really wasn't understanding, you know what I'm saying, what they was kicking and what they was talking until I started getting a little bit, you know, mature myself.
Gotcha.
But I would say, you know, Nas is one, T.I. is one, Outkast is one, you know, Bun B, you know, UGK, you know, Game, of course, you know, Dr. Dre. Like, you know, I've been very influenced by a wide variety of artists.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. For any upcoming artists that's trying to get their music out there, what words of wisdom would you share?
And the strongest thing that I would tell any artist, you know what I mean, is believe in thyself. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own unique way and own unique journey to get to where they want to go. You know
right.
what I mean? And
right.
Because it may have worked for somebody, necessarily doesn't mean it may work for you. And if it didn't work for somebody, necessarily doesn't mean it's not going to work for you.
Right.
And, but at the end of the day, man, you just got to, you know, persevere, have faith in God, believe in thyself, you know, work super, super hard. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you gotta overly work to gain certain attention from certain people. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? That's okay.
Yep.
Only God, you know, as long as you place God at the top of that, he's going to make a way. So if anybody out there listening and you're about to get into this industry, believe in thyself, work hard, keep God first, and everything's possible.
That's right. Well, thank you for taking time to call the show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You already know. Like I said, to all the listeners out there, for sure, make sure you follow me on all my social sites at Who Is Richie, for sure.
We got it.
You know, I got a few records out there on all the major platforms right now. Got the Overdose on Erica's record. Got the Purge record. And, you know, follow me. I'm working right now. I'm working.
We got you, baby. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Kobe. You niggas ain't come from that cloth, my nigga. You niggas ain't come from that cloth. Thank you. Uh-huh. Let go. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it. Then ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We gunning for you. Been in the game a lot of years, so we stunting on you. Get my eyes, you gotta see, we're a problem for dudes.
That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. The Eminem can start picking them up. Got a call from Killer, he say Bills will start hitting them up. Shit's real, let wheels start ripping them up. Southeast Steel Street, real trill as fuck. It's clearly you not a factor, really you just an actor. Lyrically, I will finger you pussies before I smash it. Battling just too easy, believe me, boy, you don't want it. Develop a little bit longer, apparently he's a goner. I'm talented, my persona, better than my opponent. I bury whoever wants it, expose all their components. They love you just for the moment. You gimmick it with your lyrics. The radio gon' endorse it, but the streets don't wanna hear it. Quit spittin', so now you're singin'. Nah, I ain't complainin', but it gotta be more to you dudes than the Drake and the T-Pain. Got love for the same thing, but I admit that the game's changin'. Sell out to the pop chart or your pocket, your game bangin'. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Ayy. So there it is.
There it is, nigga.
Know what I'm talking about? Everybody wanna be a real nigga, a gangster nigga, a goon. Shit, me and my dog. What happened to the regular nigga? You know what I mean? Just a stand-up guy.
Get your grind on, nigga.
All these motherfuckers got bricks. All these motherfuckers got motherfucking $350,000 cars. Niggas can't pay their lawyer fees. Fuck yeah. SD, nigga. We in here, been here. Niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all the cats that made it cool for all of this.
You gotta grind. Gotta grind.
Yeah, we got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Yeah, let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims of thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this is just for the bird. It's all about that life, just listen to my words. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hikes. I live these lines. I wrote books on business. Now I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations. Hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, had to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta try. Stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame, little homie, to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power. You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed PAB on the joint. Making some big moves, doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.
All right, all right, all right. That's going to wrap up today's show. Hope y'all enjoyed the interview. Y'all definitely follow my boy Evans, all his social media. Check out, again, Overdose, The Arrogance, The Purge. Hey, and he dropped a Mo joint, so if you heard him clearly, he's dropping a new joint with Rick Ross. He'll be dropping it soon. So, again, if you want to be part of my show, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I can make that happen. And, hey, y'all have a happy, safe Memorial weekend, and yeah, I'm gonna ditch my co-host. I'm gonna have to get rid of him. So hit me up, y'all. We'll talk to yahoo.com. And I'm gonna bother this joint.